What's happening, guys?
Well, Fu, you just released your third track for 2019, Die Young. I did read an article saying it's the new era of Shepherd, or is it just that you guys are evolving? Because I feel like new era is like you've put to bed the old one.
Yeah, it's a funny one. It definitely feels like the end, like the closing of a chapter. I mean, we lost a band member this year in Michael Butler. So going forward, it's going to be a completely new thing, and I'm not sure what that is just yet, but, you know, we're still here. We're still getting into the studio every day and writing songs, so it's exciting. It's still going to be Shepherd, as you know it, but, yeah, evolved.
So you had a bit of a scare with your throat, and, I mean, as a singer, what's that like?
Oh, mate, it did a number on me psychologically, actually, because it was the first time I've ever sort of not felt like Superman, you know, in a weird way, like with my voice. Like, it actually can get destroyed, and if you're not used to, or if you're not using it properly, it's, you know, this job's hurting me, I'm not supposed to be a singer, I don't know what I'm doing. It was just this really weird sort of meltdown that I had. And I was like, yep, band's over, guys. Sorry, we're packing up.
You have to get a real job now, you know, like, be one of us.
Well, after I sat and thought about it, I'm like, actually, this ain't so bad.
Do you have to do any retraining of your voice? Was there any rediscovering? Did you work out that there's probably part of your vocal range you just can't get to now?
No, it's actually better, I feel. I'm hitting notes that I wasn't able to hit, you know, the last couple of years.
Amazing.
which is really cool. I guess that was the whole point of the surgery.
Yeah, should have had it years ago.
Yeah, the thing is the endurance. It's not there yet.
You and the fam have been dominating headlines for all great reasons, positive reasons. We've spoken before about Amy's Kiss My Fat Ass campaign, which is just phenomenal. She's started a revolution, but has she been using that slogan as a comeback just day to day? Like, you've gone to pitch an idea for a song and she's like, nah, kiss my fat ass, and just walks out?
I'd probably send her out of the household if she started doing that. She's definitely come out of her shell a lot, which I've really enjoyed watching, because she was a very shy, shy teenager. And, you know, even during the band, like, she'd step up to be the front woman and she'd be nervous before shows and all of this stuff. So now the fact that she's got this whole powerful movement behind her, she's really kind of, that's what I've really enjoyed seeing most about it all. But it's really kind of brought my sister out of her shell and given her some confidence as well, which is great.
Yeah, that is awesome. So obviously being in a family band, like, you look at, you know, the history of family bands, like the Corrs, the Jonas Brothers, all been together for a long time and then had a bit of conflict. Have you guys ever felt that, or has it ever sort of crept up on you guys at all?
Oh, I mean, it's the music industry, and there's all sorts of weird decisions you have to make. But I think at the end of the day, we all trust each other, and, you know, no matter what decisions get made or what opinions are put forward, we know it's always for the best thing for the band. Like, we're never trying to get too personal with it. It's just a bit of, you know, putting that to the side for a second and having an honest discussion, which actually becomes quite easy when you're family.
This Friday is Australian Music T-shirt Day, obviously encouraging Australians to back local music. I mean, other than Geelong and the Surf Coast wearing Shepherd tees, who would you be donning? Who are you digging right now?
Look, you can't go past a bit of ballpark music and fellow Brisbaneites.
Tune.
They're a lot of fun. But Lime Cordial, they're our fellow chuggernauts, which we call them.
I actually caught up with them last week on the Departure Lounge, and yeah, they are the bomb diggity. So I'd be back in.
Yeah,
I'd be back in
you guys, aren't they?
Well, the brand new single "Die Young" is out now. All the details at krock.com.au. As always, George from Shepherd, absolute delight, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.